You know, you probably had a special football career when your old high school adopted your name as its mascot. The story of a two-sport all-star is next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Bronco Nagurski started on both offense and defense for the University of Minnesota and the Chicago Bears. He retired from pro football in 1937, but he had already taken up a second sport 4 years earlier, a sport that was perhaps more popular than football at the time.
He was also a professional wrestler. He was a world heavyweight champion. He won his first title in 1939, and he held that for a little while, and then he regained his title after he'd lost it the first time.
Ashley Levine says his accomplishments in football were impressive, but people of that era perhaps knew him better for that second career.
He was actually a lot more popular in wrestling than he was in football because, of course, the NFL was really struggling in those early days. You didn't have television. The only way you could either see a game was to see it in person or to listen to it on the radio. And I don't think football was very exciting via radio as it was for listening to wrestling.
In fact, the All-American football player was also a wrestling champion who was a big draw.
A lot of wrestling matches were drawing crowds of 30 to 40,000 people specifically just to see Bronco wrestle.
He retired from wrestling at the age of 50 in 1958 and came back to his hometown.
So when he was done with his sports career, he came back to International Falls. And then he actually leased a service station from a friend of his. His friend was in the pure oil service industry, so he had several gas stations, and he asked Bronco if he would be interested in having this service station for a while.
He retired from that career to live here on the shores of Rainy Lake. The local high school's mascot is the Bronco, in honor of Bronco Nagurski, the titan of the 1930s gridiron and a major draw on the pro wrestling circuit. Traveling the countryside in International Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.